Station 1, Jesus is tempted. Matthew 26:38. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." We begin in a garden. Jesus is alone. The one who proclaimed a new kingdom is weeping. He brought others joy. Will he not experience it? He comforted others. Will he not himself be comforted? He is in agony in a garden. There have been two great gardens in the history of the world. The first was in Eden. Another is here, in Gethsemane. Jesus returns to the place where Adam fell, where he could not resist the temptation to follow his own will. But listen as Jesus prays, "My Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." The cup to which he refers is the cup of God's wrath for sin. The temptation is for him to avoid it, but this is the reason he has come. The one who taught us to pray, "Lead us not into temptation," is himself tempted in every respect, yet without sin. He will taste death for us to the last drop. There will be evening and morning, his last day. Luke 22:43. And there appeared to him an angel from heaven, strengthening him. And being in agony, he prayed more earnestly.